A Dollar to Die For by Brian Fox.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. The Sheriff of Nogales was sour on his job, sour on the country, and sour on his salary. And when he added up all of his grievances, the sum spelled out to him, bounty hunters. It was his, the sheriff's, prerogative to go out of his cool adobe office into the sweltering, bleak, vermin-infested, waterless rock garden of the border country, and risk getting himself shot from ambush while trying to run to earth any one of the renegades whose brute faces glowered back at him from the reward posters hung on his walls. It was his privilege to bring them in, if he could, and collect the money for them. The damn bounty hunters kept cutting in on his territory. They'd ride up in front with a corpse slung behind a saddle, and he'd have to pay out. It wasn't his money he used, but it was kept in his safe, and he felt it should be his. They kept him a poor man. Brooding on the fact made him thirsty, and he was the best customer the local cantinas had, and drowning his resentment left him little time to go chasing after wanted criminals. He was working up to a visit to Cactus Kate's saloon when his heavy plank door was shoved open and a man stumbled in. His arms were tied behind him, his ankles were hobbled, a rope was around his neck.